have is the gift of prophecy. All the speaking gifts that are meant to build up the body of Christ and expand it, this is one of those. And we've talked about evangelism, teaching, exhortation, pastor, shepherd, and there's prophecy. As was already shared earlier, Jeremiah was one of those. He didn't really want to be, but he was called, even in the womb, God called him to be a prophet. And many describe Jeremiah as the weeping prophet, because much of what Jeremiah had to say was not very well received by those who had to hear it. Because, as is the case so many times throughout Scripture in the Old Testament, you know, the people of Israel, whether it was the northern kingdom or the southern kingdom or when they were together, they would get their stuff together with the Lord and then they would all mess up. And then a prophet would come and say, you got to turn back to God or else. And they would turn back to God and the or else didn't happen. And then another prophet would come and say the same thing because they blew it again, time and time and time again. Jeremiah had to, for the most part, just share bad news with Israel, with Judah, that was going to be in exile in a few years after this. They would be in exile. Northern kingdom was already in exile. And he had to share this bad news. And he didn't really want to. Can you imagine yourself? This isn't really my voice, but God told me I had to say it, so I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to say it. But yet, perhaps one of them, I don't want to put importance on all the gifts because they're all important, but this one is really, really important because it's the prophets that keep the church on the straight and narrow. It's the prophets that steer a ship that has gone awry. And many people in the church, in fact, I'll tell you what, in the church, prophets are usually the ones that probably won't win a popularity contest. They're saying things that you don't want to hear. They are saying things that we don't necessarily want to hear because oftentimes we're part of the problem. And a prophet is one who says, we need to be going this way, not this way. We need to be following God's word, not following what the world says. We are not doing this right. You need to do this right. We don't like to be corrected, do we? Just like when you're a kid, you don't want to be corrected when you've done something wrong. You want to do it your way. Your way is not always the best way. Prophets. God gave us prophets. Just like all the other gifts, each plays a distinctive role. Clearly, evangelism is meant to win unbelievers to Christ. Prophecy is primarily for the believer to hear what God has to say and heed what God says. Prophets sometimes were foretellers. In fact, that's what we usually think of when we think of prophets. They foretold the future. This is what's going to happen way down the road. But prophets weren't just foretellers, they were also forthtellers. In other words, telling you presently, right now, what's going on and what we need to do right now in our life because we're not doing what we should be doing. Probably in our world today, more of the role of prophet is forthtelling and not foretelling, because we've already had recorded in Scripture what the prophets have said about what's going to happen if we don't do what God calls us to do. We have many prophets today that are saying, do this, because this is what God's called us to do. Stop doing this, because God does not want us to be doing this. So let's look briefly at Jeremiah. I told you, many call him the weeping prophet. He proclaimed the coming exile to the people of Judah. Israel had already experienced it, the northern kingdom. They saw what was coming. They saw what was coming, and yet they still did not heed what God was calling to do. Much of what he had to say was about the neglect of the Jews in following the commandments of God. That's what a prophet was put there for. He told them of ultimate consequences. And yet many would not listen. Because you see, there was also false prophets out there too. People who would just speak whatever they thought was the popular thing to speak. A lot of times when Jeremiah was crying, yuck, yuck, yuck is coming because of your disobedience, others are out there saying, oh no, things are going to be fine. Listen to what we have to say. Who are you going to follow? I like the good news, so I'm going to come over here, right? You know, I'd rather hear this than this. But Jeremiah was the true prophet, and the others were oftentimes false prophets, and so those warring voices were taking place. But Jeremiah was called by God to tell the people what was going to happen, and they needed to listen to them. He was not always liked very much. So what does the gift of prophecy perhaps then look like today? As in Ephesians it was shared, Paul was sharing to the church in Ephesus that we're called to equip the people. Prophets are one of those gifts that are used to call people to do what God calls them today. What does the gift of prophecy look like today? I don't really know that there's much more foretelling that can be done than what has already been done in Scripture. But there are those who are prophets who reiterate what the Word of God already says. But I think a lot of what goes on today with the gift of prophecy is not foretelling, but forthtelling. The church, you got to change things right here and now. This is for now. This isn't for some future thing that's going to happen that's already been told. This is for right now. Forthtelling. A prophet is passionate about the truth. A prophet can't sit idly by while the truth is being distorted or misrepresented. Can you imagine the prophets of today and they see what's going on and how sometimes the truth is being mixed with things that are not truth and people are trying to figure out what is the truth? The prophet is the one who is gifted to share the truth is what God's Word says, and we need to follow God's Word, not what someone says who seems to have a very charismatic voice and seems to sound really good in what they're having to say. We need to listen to the voice of the prophet who sometimes says, woe to you if you don't follow what God wants you to follow. You see, it's not the most popular voice. There are probably not nearly as many prophets who are pastors in a pulpit as there should be. Because perhaps there's a lot of people in the church that would be driven away from the church because of what the prophet has to say. You hear me? Prophets generally don't care what other people think because the truth is the truth. Jeremiah wanted to because he didn't want to be a prophet. He didn't want to share what he was told he had to share because he still was a person and he still wanted people to like him, but he knew what God was telling him to say was not going to be very well received by the people he was telling them, who were people who would have been friends, would have been people who were part of his family and his clan and his tribe and his country. But yet a prophet ultimately doesn't care what other people think because the truth is the truth and the truth needs to be told. They may be spending more time talking about the wrong things going on in the church than the right things because the wrong things need to be righted. And a prophet is there to tell you that the wrong things need to be righted. If we are going to be a better church than what we are, we need to right the wrong things. And they really are passionate about the church and its future. The church needs prophets, even if they get annoying sometimes. The church needs prophets. The church needs people who will speak truth, even when it's not a popular thing to say. Sometimes, maybe me, and that's not my gift, but still I'm called in some sense to keep us on the straight and narrow. There are times that you might be uncomfortable in a pew because you hear a truth. It's not sitting well right now. God gave the gift for a reason. I believe the gift is a corrective for laziness. It's a corrective for poor theology. It's a corrective for indifference. It's a corrective for a lack of discernment and outright heresy in the church. We need prophets in the church to keep us on the straight and narrow. In a world where we have so much information and so many people saying so many different things, one wonders, where do you find the truth? And in a world where most people will tell you truth is relative, I tell you not, truth is absolute. The Word of God is absolute. And if the truth of the world conflicts with the truth of the Word of God, which side should we stand on? The Word of God, not the ways of the world. That's unpopular. It's the truth. And the truth is what's going to set us free. The prophets in the church are meant to build up the church, like Ephesians 4 indicated to us here this morning. That's why they're there, to build up the church and to help us reach maturity. A mature church can do much more for the Lord. Listen to the prophets of old, too. Even in the New Testament, early on in the church, there was voices being shared, and Paul was sharing with young Timothy as Paul was getting to the very end of his ministry. He was sharing with Timothy what he was seeing in foretelling the future. Here's what he said in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 1 through 5. Let me just read it for you. Mark this. There will be terrible times in the last days. People will be lovers of themselves and lovers of money, boastful, proud, abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy, without love, unforgiving, slanderous, without self-control, brutal, not lovers of the good, treacherous, rash, conceited, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying its power, have nothing to do with them. Isn't that the world we live in today? Isn't that a lot of the voices that we're hearing today? Careful, folks. Careful that you don't get sucked in to what the world's saying. We need prophets who keep us on the straight and narrow. Be aware of false prophets that have their motives other than God's glory. Even pulpits are filled with people that are not being guided by God's word. They're not being guided by God Himself. They have taken a pulpit and made it their platform for whatever it is that they want to share. And I pray to God that if I'm ever sharing anything that's contrary to Scripture, that you would tell me, as a brother who cares about a brother, tell me if I've erred. And I pray to God that I'd be willing to say, sorry, I have erred. But I want to be faithful to the Word of God. And prophets want to keep us faithful to God. I want a voice in the church that keeps us pure. It may be helpful sometimes, because some prophets maybe don't have this, but it may be helpful at times, and this is not scriptural, but I think it is helpful. It may be helpful to share it with a spoonful of sugar sometimes, to make the medicine go down. Some people have the gift of saying something that may be hard to hear, but it seems to go down a little bit easier. That can be of help. But still, the truth is the truth, whether it's shared with a spoonful of sugar or not. Remember this, All the gifts in the body of Christ are given for the benefit of all the others in the body of Christ. So give the prophet a break. They're doing what God's called them to do. And they are extremely useful in the body of Christ to hold us together and help us to keep the main thing, and not all the other distractions that are out there. Like what can happen in the church. I want a different color carpet. I want pews. I want chairs. I want this. I want that. And those can be distractions in the church, can't they? Because that's not the main thing. Keep the main thing the main thing. We need prophets to keep us there. And all these other things, although important, they're peripheral. The cardinal things are the most important things in the church of Jesus Christ. Our role as the body is to listen to the voice that calls us to holy living. Thank you, God, for prophets. Even if a prophet sometimes thinks they're kind of lonely, because they're not usually the most popular people in the church. Amen. Let's pray. God, thank you. I don't want the voice of the prophet to leave the church. We need the voice of the prophet in the church to keep us faithful to you. God, thank you for all the gifts. Even the gifts that we may say we do not desire. God, if it's the gift you've given us, may we use it for your glory. And if it's the gift someone else has been given, may we understand that they are trying to use it for your glory. Because it's for the betterment of all of us to use these gifts together so that the body of Christ functions better. Thank you. In Jesus' precious name, amen.